This sounds more like a legend than history, Scourge remarked.
I cannot guarantee the truth of this story, Nyriss admitted. Those who witnessed the events no longer live to verify them. But if you had ever met the Emperor in person, you would not be so hesitant to accept the tale as fact.
What about Nathema's ruler? The boy's father? You claimed he was a Sith Lord. Surely he didn't sit back doing nothing while a child conquered his people village by village.
Tenebrae's father was named Lord Dremeth. He heard rumors, but they came from a remote and insignificant territory. He had long forgotten the simple commoner who had borne him a son, and he considered the plight of a few small villages beneath his notice. Had Dremeth acted more swiftly, the Emperor might have been stopped. But it took almost 4 years before he decided to go see Tenebrae for himself. Lord Dremeth intended to judge the child's power to determine if he was worthy of serving the Sith Lord, or if he should simply be executed. But Tenebrae had no intention of serving, or of dying. When they met face to face, Tenebrae proved the stronger. Only 10 years old, he stripped his father of his power and his mind. Lord Dremeth spent his last moments weeping in terror, gazing up into the black eyes of his son. It took Tenebrae 3 more years to gain control of the rest of Nathema. Dremeth's firstborn son fled rather than face his formidable half-brother. But other powerful Sith sought to seize the empty throne. All fell before the dark prodigy, and with each victory, he grew more powerful and more ruthless. At 13, he presented himself to Mark Aragnos, the lord of all the Sith and the ruler of the Sith Council. Impressed by the teenager's ambition and power, Mark Aragnos granted him the title of Lord Vitiate. His position as ruler of Nathema officially recognized, Lord Vitiate returned to his home to conduct his research into the depths of the dark side's power. He stayed there for 100 years. When Mark Aragnos fell, Lord Vitiate did not join in the mad rush to claim his position. He was not part of the great hyperspace war against the Republic. When Noga Sadao and Ludo Kresh fought for leadership of the Sith, he took no side. But in the aftermath of the war, after our defeat at the hands of the Republic, and our flight to escape the massacre of our people by the Jedi, he emerged from his solitude to call a great council of all Sith lords who remained. He invited them to his palace on Nathema, built on the site of his childhood home, the place where he had killed his adopted father and tortured his mother to death. He invited them to participate in the ritual to unlock the full potential of the dark side. He promised they would unleash power beyond anything they had ever witnessed or imagined.